Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 15th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Beya, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Vav. Ein Nimnin al HaBehema L'chatchila B'yomtov. We do not enlist people to contribute money for an animal on Yom Tov. So, for example, you have a bunch of people that come together. They want to buy an animal from the butcher on Yom Tov, and they say to him, "We'd like the cow for about 20 dinners, and each one of us will pay you the proportion." That's prohibited. That cannot be done. You're not allowed to talk like that on Yom Tov. Anything like that smacks of business, mekach mamka, which is also on Yom Tov. Avol nimnim nolao me'erv Yom Tov v'shechetin m'chalkin b'nein. But what you can do is you can enlist people, register people for buying an animal, an erev Yom Tov, for X amount of money, and you can mention money. Of course, it's erev Yom Tov, and then on Yom Tov, they're allowed to shecht the animal, and they can divide the animal, and each one gets it according to the portions that they established on erev Yom Tov. That they can do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shokel odom basar. Keneged hakli o keneged hakofetz. He holds that one is allowed to weigh meat on one side of the scale, and when on the other side, instead of having a professional weight, you have a keli, an article, might be a pot or something like that, o keneged hakofetz, or weighing against a kofetz. A kofetz is a meat cleaver. Even though you're not allowed to use proper weights, because that would be weekday activity, Masechol, but you're allowed to weight against a keli or against a meat cleaver by putting one side of the scale. And after Yom Tov, they'll see how much that cleaver weighed or how much that keli weighed, and then in that way they'll know how much meat the person is due to pay for. That you're allowed to do, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or some say that it might be a case where they knew how much the keli was weighed in the first place. They say, no, we do not pay any regard to the using scales at all. At all. We don't use the scales in any way. The Gemara explains that the addition of the words koliker, at all, comes to tell us that even to put meat on the scales to protect it from the mice, just as a protection, even that is osur, because it looks like you're weighing the meat. Mishnah Zayin. Ein mashchizen es asakin b'yom tov. One is not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov with a proper sharpener, because that's like being masakin a keli. It's like fixing a keli. Aval masia al gabach averta. But one is allowed to pass it over another knife. You can rub the knife against another knife, because it's an unusual way of sharpening it. It's not a proper way of doing it. It's called kilachayat. It's called like the back of your hand. Or others say it's because you're being mashane, you're changing it, changing the method from the way you do during the week. Lo yomer adam latabach, a person's not allowed to tell a butcher on Yom Tov, shkoili bedin abasa, can you weigh out a dinner of meat for me? Again, because you're mentioning money. And by doing so, it looks again like a transaction, which you cannot do. We can't do transactions on Yom Tov. The Tosef Yom Tov is actually very surprised about this halacha. Why is it repeated here? It seems to be superfluous. Aval sheichet u'mechalkim b'neihem. What the butcher can do is he can shecht the animal on Yom Tov and divide the pieces between the people on Yom Tov. That can be done in the way that you normally cut up pieces of an animal. And anyone who wants to buy the meat can say to the butcher, "Can you give me one piece or half a piece?" Without mentioning money, that is permitted to be done on Yom Tov.